If I told you I was an angel, would you believe me? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant illumination, the instant awareness of my saying to you, I am an angel. Now, in our attitude, in our consciousness, in our thinking, an angel is something rather good. An angel is something beautiful and beneficial. An angel is something quite lovely. An angel is an expression of the divine virtues of what we think God is. An angel is the expression of the ideal, the original purity and integrity of the universe, of the world. An angel is the allness. Now, some people have created an angel that falls, and a fallen angel is, they call, the devil or Satan. Now, how silly! An angel can never fall. An angel can never be different from what it is. Now, you may leave your angelhood and pretend that you're something different, but Satan is never an angel, and an angel is never Satan. An angel is never evil, and evil is never an angel. An angel is always God, and God is always an angel. I am an angel. Think about that for yourself. And when you say, I am an angel, what kind of a person is it that you are? Now, in the theater business, an angel is someone who comes along with finances to help support a play to produce it on Broadway. An angel is someone who supports the efforts of other people to accomplish their goals and their good. An angel is someone who believes in yourself, themselves, and an angel is someone who believes in others. And he sees, or she sees in others, the reflection of their own confidence in themselves. An angel is something that is good and beautiful. Now, we like to say that angels have wings and that angels are representative of divine virtues and divine attitudes and divine beingness. And that's all true. That's all true. But that's not only what an angel is. An angel is everything that is ideal. An angel is the ideal expression of our own self, our own divinity, in sort of semi-human form. We say an angel is not necessarily on earth, but an angel is in heaven, and an angel comes down from heaven to earth, and an angel expresses itself on earth as a very beautiful expression. And an angel is just always itself, of pure lovingness, never judging, always unconditionally loving everything. My goodness, can I do that? Well, you can be sure. I am sure. When I am unconditionally loving, I am an angel. When I am thoughtful, I am an angel. When I am concerned and caring about others to see that they have all that is good and beautiful in their life by my thought, I am an angel. When I return to my original purity and integrity, when I am an angel, I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I am an angel. When I am ideal, I am an angel. When I am the allness, I am an angel. Oh, wouldn't we all like to be angels? My goodness sakes, yes. Have you ever seen an angel at work? Well, all you have to do is keep a happy thought in your heart. And as you do so, you will look around and you will see that you have created a world filled with angels. We'll create angels. Do your gift and be amazed. We'll create angels. They'll be all around us. We'll look at our world and love it because we've created our world as an angel. We created everyone in our world as angels and beautiful beings, loving beings that are always doing thoughtful, joyful, fantastic things for themselves and others. Oh, God can only see good, for God is good. If we are an angel, we can only see good, for we are God, and we are an angel. And we are indeed God, for there is nothing else in this entire universe except God, the good, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. God, the allness. God is who I am. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. I see so many people who say, oh, I'd love to be an angel and dressed in their lovely white gowns with their wings. I'd love to be an angel that floats around doing lovely things for people. I'd love to be an angel where I could take my hand and touch someone and they would say, ah, oh, I have an awareness. Oh, I have an alertness. Oh, I'm awake. Oh, 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 oh. And wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be fun to go around and touch a child's hand and have the child say, oh, I'm surrounded by good, oh, I feel so wonderful. Or when you kiss your husband or wife and as you kiss them, they say, oh, that was heaven. Oh, I feel so good. Not a passionate, sexy kiss, but a deep, abiding kiss that says, I love you. I love you with all the depth of my soul, of my being, of my heart, of myself. I love you. I don't want you, I don't need you, but I love you and I give you all of my love. Oh, what a grand and glorious expression that is. I've been kissed by an angel. It could have been my wife or husband. I've been kissed by an angel. It could have been my child. I've been kissed by an angel. It could have been the divine in me, awakening in me the reality that I am the allness here and now, that I am good, that I am beautiful, that I'm fantastic, that I'm glorious. Have you ever been kissed by an angel? It'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? First, you have to realize that you're an angel, because angels only kiss angels. And if you're kissed by an angel, that means you're an angel. And when you go around kissing others, you only kiss angels. Because you don't know of the existence of any other type of being in the world except what you are. And if you're an angel, then you kiss only angels. You love only angels. You express your goodness, your divinity, your magnificence, your delight in all of your creation, in all the angels you have created on earth. Oh, an angel is not one who judges me for what I do or don't do. An angel is not one who gives me presents or gifts. An angel is only that which sparks my inner awareness to know that I am good and very good. An angel is just the kiss of God, so to speak, in my heart, awakening within me that I am God and that I am the All. I am listening to that inner voice, that inner wisdom, that inner love, that inner caringness. And then I am that. I am unconditional love with no conditions. And I am love that is just so enfolding that it says, all is good and very good. Now, as I live my life as an angel, I'm going to need to expect, and I don't really need to expect, but yes, I do. I need to expect that everything is beautiful and good. And if I see anything that I am not totally harmonious with, my angelhood has slipped just a little bit. I've lost a feather from my wing, you might say. And it's time for me to take that feather and put it back in there again. I don't need to have a surgeon do it. I just mentally put it back in there again. And remember that an angel sees only the divine. Just as God sees only the divine. As God created all things and said, they're good and very good. Oh my goodness sakes, how wonderful that is. So an angel creates everything and says it's good and very good. So you and I create everything and we say it's good and very good because we are that angel, we are that divine, we are that God, we are that allness. Oh my, yes. I am an angel. How lovely that is. How delightful that bounces off the lips. How sweet and caring that is. An angel that just is a love, a light, a glow. An angel that is a feeling, a sensitivity, an awareness. An angel that's my awareness of God. And God expressing in, through, and as an angel is the allness of good that we can sort of personify and know and be and express right now. Be an angel and enjoy all that life has to be for you.
Yeah, I'm an angel. You too?
You bet. I love you. I love you. I love you.